This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week. It is the option for week five. We're already in week five. This is flying by. But you know what else is flying by? Our CBS Pick'em League. Join today. Get in on the action. And you can take home some prizes and you can take home some bragging rights. Speaking of flying by, everybody else in the league flew by us this weekend, Dick. We're now in second to last and last place, respectively. So we got to up our game because we got some stiff competition. Congratulations to Zach. 13 wins this weekend. Congratulations. Awesome monster weekend. But that was last week. This is this week. Let's see what you got. Starting off, Thursday night, Peyton Manning Bowl. The Indianapolis Colts at the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I'm just taking Denver. No Jonathan Taylor has me a little concerned. I think Denver gets it done.
That sounds about right. No offense to speak of, right? At Matty Ice, sucks. Jonathan Taylor, not going to be there. This game is going to be one on defense because, frankly, the Broncos aren't in great shakes either. So it's going to be ugly, and Brandon McManus is going to have a day.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts or green light. And fantasy sits, or red light. That's red light, green light, 1-2-3, every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get the Fade Route. That's red light, green light, 1-2-3 with DNZ, every NFL Sunday during the season.
Sunday, 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 God save the Queen. We're back in London, baby. We are back in London. The 3-1 New York Giants, who may be without both of their quarterbacks, take on the 3-1 Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Eli Manning scored the first ever touchdown in London. I'm taking the Packers, though, in this one.
I'm taking the Packers as well, because I don't know who the quarterback is. If it's Taylor, okay, I'm warming up, because as sure as hell I don't think it's going to be Jones. So, Taylor, I'm warm. Webb, okay, I'm a little cooler. Jake Fromm, why are we even making the trip? So, why even bother? Just, here you go, Mr. Rogers. Have a nice day. We're going to go enjoy our bye week now. 1 o'clock. The 1-3 Steelers going to Orchard Park to take on the 3-1 Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, they'll leave 1-4. I'm taking the Steelers. I'm taking Buffalo.
Buffalo's going to beat the crap out of whomever is starting, whether it's Pickett or Trubisky. So it's going to be a bloodletting. Buffalo wins pretty handily. The 2-2 Chargers come east to take on the 2-2 Cleveland Browns.
Taking the Browns. Playing well.
I like the Browns here as well. Like, I'm still not sure if Justin Herbert's healthy. So, it's very close. So, looking at the stats, they give up 23 points. They score 27. The Chargers score 23. They give up 27. So, it's very close. And 27-23 could very well be the score. I'm taking the Browns. The 0-3-1 Houston Texans take on the 2-2 Jacksonville Jaguars.
I like the Jags. I thought they played the Eagles nice. I mean, there's a lot of turnovers, but I'm taking the Jags.
This is going to be tough as a division matchup. Texans are going to play hard. They're playing hard for Lovie. Jags are much more talented. Jags win pretty easily. The 2-2 Bears go into Minnesota to take on the 3-1 Vikings.
Oh, I'm taking the Vikings, and I love the Vikings defense in this one.
I want to take the Bears to be a jerk. I really do. But I can't. Like, Khalil Herbert's good. Like, Justin Fields is going to get killed. I was having this conversation at work today. He's had more talent at Ohio State than he does with the Bears. And they're not that far off. At one point, he had Olave and Garrett Wilson. So, yeah. I'm going to go with the Vikings pretty handily. Dalvin Cook's going to have a day. The 1-3 Lions go into Foxborough to take on the 1-3 New England Patriots.
I'm taking the Lions, man. They're not going to, you know, New England's not going to have Brian Hoyer or going to have Mac Jones. So I'm taking the Lions.
You don't believe in the immortal Bailey Zappe, who looks just like Mac Jones when he puts the helmet on?
Negative. He looks like he plays Mac Jones on a Netflix series.
Oh, Varsity Blues. I don't want your laugh, Dad. It's tempting. The Lions
I don't want your laugh.
That's right. Can we get James Vanderbeek instead? Can we just do that? This is tough. Like, I'm almost tempted to pick a tie. Like, the Patriots are that banged up. Zappe, I don't know what Zappe is. I know the Lions defense is fucking atrocious. They're the 32nd ranked, you know, they're the 32nd ranked defense in the league. They have the number one scoring offense in the league. Like, I don't know what to make of that. That being said, I think I'm going to take the Patriots. I think they'll figure out a way to stifle Jared Goff and the immortal Jamal Williams. The 2-2 Seahawks at the 1-3 New Orleans Saints with Andrew Dalton most likely under center.
Hawks. I love Teddy. I love how Geno is having his year. Great. I hope he wins comeback player of the year. And he's starting at quarterback for me this weekend.
Go Hawks. Pretty handily too. We'll see if Kamara plays. We'll see if it's Andrew Dalton or not. We'll see. But Saints are ridiculously banged up. The 3-1 Dolphins at the 2-2 New York Jets.
I'm taking the Jets. Said it earlier. Miami's got Teddy, but I have a feeling Jets are going to win this one.
I like the Jets here too. I like them as well. They've shown some flashes. And I think there's enough drama circling the Dolphins that they take a step back this week. The 2-2 Falcons going to Tampa Bay to take on the 2-2 Bucks.
Oh, it's going to be a feast. The Bucks will destroy them.
You don't believe in this newly found run game from Arthur Smith?
With who? Corell Patterson's out for the next four games.
Whoever the other guy is. So
Algier?
I believe that's his name. But I think the Bucks are going to get right, and the Falcons always seem to be a get right game for the Bucks, pretty handily. The 2-2 Titans at the 1-3 Washington Commanders.
I went back and forth on this. I think the Commanders got a shot. So I'm taking the Commanders.
I don't like the quarterback matchup. Tannehill versus Wentz. It's like, no. Like, we're going to run the wing T. Run. And comparing Antonio Gibson to Derrick Henry, there is no comparison. Derrick Henry is better. So I'm going to go with the Titans.
Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Route every week until the Super Bowl for updates and standings. Bring it on.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour now. The 2-2 Niners at the 1-3 Carolina Panthers.
Oh, the Panthers are trash. They got the 49ers defense. The 49ers defense is going to go to work.
I learned my lesson from last week. Panthers are toast. Matt Rhule probably is going to get fired very soon. He might be the first guy cam this year. The Niners don't even have to put anything up offensively. They can just let Baker give them the game. Niners handily. 425, the 4-0 Eagles at the 2-2 Cardinals.
I'm going with the Eagles. I don't believe in the Cards until they get Hopkins back.
Eagles go 5-0. Eagles go 5-0. And we'll see if J.J. Watt is playing after he had an AFib situation, had to be defibrillated. So we will see what's going on with that. 5-0, fly Eagles fly. The 3-1 Cowboys go into SoFi Stadium to take on the 2-2 Rams.
I gotta think the Rams are gonna play better than they played on Monday, so I'm taking the Rams. Rams haven't beat the 49ers in 7 years. No, I'm sorry, the last seven games they haven't beat the 49ers. So, you know, that loss of the 49ers is kind of expected, but they gotta beat Dallas.
I'm going to take the Cowboys. I think that the Rams can be had. And more to the point, Matthew Stafford can be had by Trayvon Diggs. A lot. Like, a lot. So, I'm going to go with the Cowboys. Cooper Rush, just going to do steady Eddie. Just doing just enough. Your Sunday night special, the 2-2 Bengals. The Baltimore Ravens, who are also 2-2.
Yeah, I'm going to take Baltimore, even though I believe the Bengals beat them twice last year. I'm going to take Baltimore.
That defense, it scares me.
It's smelly.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Smelly.
I'll go with the Bengals. You know what? I'm going to go with the Bengals. I don't know if the Baltimore defense can hang with the Bengals offense. It'll be a shootout because Lamar Jackson can sure as shit throw on the Bengals defense. Who blinks last? That's going to be the question. And I think the Bengals are going to take it home. Your Monday night delight. The 1-3 Raiders, one game winning streak, go into Arrowhead to take on the 3-1 Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, they're going down. I got the Chiefs.
How about them Chiefs? The only thing that I'm watching to see if McDaniels gets fired before Rhule or if they wait until Tuesday to can them both.
He barely won the Denver game.
I know. This is bad for a supposed offensive genius. Like, that's a bad look. And Carr, Adams, Waller, Jacobs, the what's left of Hunter Renfro. Like, you have talent on this team. It's a horribly underachieving team. But you know who's smiling right now? Rich Bisaccia. He's up in Green Bay. He's got himself a job. Smiling from ear to ear. You wouldn't let me coach this team. You wouldn't let me be the head coach. I got you to the playoffs, and you're 1-3. Karma is a bitch.
This has been the Fade Route with D&Z. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Catch our podcast on Wednesday nights on Anchor, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Until next time, stay faded, everyone.
Time for us to run the go route, but we'll talk to you next week. Want to get on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter @faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd.